الله 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 الله.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
October 22nd, 1969. We maintain the event of Karbala. Our preachers kept the event of Karbala alive. They kept alive the issue of the resistance of a small group, but with immense faith vis-à-vis the powerful but arrogant regime. Shedding tears for martyrs is tantamount to keeping the movement alive. It has been narrated that he who shed tears or makes others weep or even will be rewarded by admission to the paradise. This is because even he who simulates mourning and lamentation for the event of Karbala is helping to preserve the movement and uprising that was initiated by Imam al-Hussein.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and Ashura. In one of his speeches, he mentions that with the month of Muharram, the season of epic action, bravery and self-sacrifice begins. It is the month in which blood overwhelmed the sword, the power of truth forever condemned falsehood and stamped the oppressor's foreheads and evil government's face with the brand of falsehood. It is the month that taught future generations throughout history how to triumph over bayonet point, a month that recorded the defeat of the superpowers vis-a-vis the word of justice and truth. The month in which the Imam of the Muslims taught us the way to fight the tyrants of history. In this part of his speech, he has summarized the whole battle of Karbala in these sentences. The result of the battle, the movement that Imam Hussein had, he has summarized everything in it. And he said that for the generations, this is Imam Hussein who taught us how to fight against them. And Imam Hussein has become a mark, a slogan that tells us that whoever is with Hussein alayhi salam, he is with the truth, he is with the justice. And if you want to stand against the oppressors, what is the way of standing against them? How to raise your voice against them? And not to stop speaking or raising your voice against the oppression in the world.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Wherever there is an oppression, you must stand against that oppression. This is what Imam Hussein has taught us. Imam Hussein has taught us, the month of Muharram teaches us, that how to raise against all kinds of oppressions, how to live with the justice, and how to battle with the superpowers. If you want to have the victory, it is necessary to follow the footsteps of Imam Hussein, to follow the footsteps of Imam Hussein, the guidance that were given by Imam Hussein, the criteria And the criteria which has been given by Imam Hussein, that is the actual thing. And this is the month of Muharram, because when the month of Muharram comes, people, they do protest on their votes against the oppressions.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.